We're now joined by head coach Nate Dodson of the Milan Lady Wildcats. Kind of a roller coaster ride for Milan, and unfortunately they've been on the wrong end of that roller coaster ride. The last two matchups had a really tough loss, 10-9, two nights ago at South Harrison. That's literally, they can take six innings, a pretty good softball, and if they can eliminate the seventh inning from their mind, which will be easier said than done, they can take maybe some positives out of that one. Didn't play well last week. Got behind Maysville early. Last Thursday is the last time we caught up with Coach. He made a long drive to Maysville. They lost that one 10-0 to a Wolverine team that's hitting the ball pretty good. You got Trenton tonight, and you got Gallatin on Tuesday, both at home. So as far as just trying to get some confidence on the home field, Coach, you got that opportunity here over the next five nights.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being back at home, definitely. Definitely a couple disappointing losses over the last week, kind of opposite games, if you will. Looking at them, we came out kind of flat and slow against Maysville and never really got anything established offensively. When we put the ball in play, we'd hit it right at somebody or, just hard hits. They'd make good plays on it. We had our leadoff hitter and Caitlin Sylvester in the top of the first inning. She came out and just crushed one to the gap in right center. Would have been a triple probably if the ball gets down, and their center fielder made a heck of a great play, took a great route and angle, and was able to swoop around it and make a good play to keep her from leading off with what would have been probably extra bases. And you know, if she gets on, I've always said when she gets on, we're able to score, and we can usually take a lot of momentum from that. She's a pretty key part of our lineup there at the top, and we just never really got anything established, and it just kind of snowballed. Once they started hitting, they hit the ball really well. You can't take anything away from them. And when we had opportunities defensively to get out of the innings, we weren't able to do so. And good teams will do that. They definitely they were swinging the bats really well that night. And there wasn't a whole lot that you can take away from it other than I was just a little bit disappointed in how flat we came out. And, looking at the South Harrison game, definitely one that's still burning, definitely one that you want to have back. We had opportunities to put that game well out of reach, and it was a 9-1 ball game going into the sixth inning, and we had opportunities to, get out of there with a 10-run rule or even a 15-run rule with the runners we left stranded earlier on in the game. But once we got up 9-1, it was almost like we coasted, and we kind of took our foot off the gas pedal a little bit and let them hang around, and they chipped away and took advantage of a lot of mistakes that we made defensively in the sixth and seventh inning. I think we ended up kicking the ball around six times in the sixth and seventh inning and let them walk away with a win. I mean, we've got to take better care of the softball. So, against Maysville, we came out flat, and then against South Harrison, we didn't finish, and we've got to be able to finish, especially against a conference opponent. We've got to be able to rise to the moment and take care of the softball when we need to.
You had some really good success going to last week's show, Coach. You had won six in a row. In kind of looking at the scores, and I think we might have brushed into this last week a little bit too, where you look at it and say, I thought one of the things that we discussed and that the girls could work on is damage control, where if you're going to give up a run in an inning, just do what you can to make that play and get yourself back to the dugout instead of having that one run turn into a four or five run inning.
Yeah, a lot of those four or five run innings that we have given up, and three of our dramatic wins there after that, in the middle of that six game run, we had to fight back where we'd spot teams five runs out right out of the gate, and showed a lot of strength and a lot of being able to overcome adversity in the same instance. But you can only do that so many times and try to outscore opponents. We've been able to put runs on the board. We're averaging right at 10 runs a game, but we're giving up too many. You can't come out and dig yourself a hole and give a team five runs and continue to do that consistently. It's just not going to happen. So we've got to find a much more consistent defensive side of the ball right now, and hopefully we can do that. Tonight we're not going to be able to kick it around at all. We've got to come out and play well. You're always going to make mistakes, but it's how you overcome them. You can't let one snowball into the next, and especially against a top team in the state like Trenton is, probably the best team in the area for that matter. You can't come out and afford to make mistakes. You got to take advantage of what you get when you can get out and take care of the softball.
The way you lost on Tuesday is a double whammy, Coach, because it, obviously it's a brutal loss to lose it in the late innings like that. Then you got to be on a bus for the next hour and a half, and you do the best you can with Trenton coming up tonight to have that practice tomorrow and just kind of get it out of the girls' mindset, right?
Yeah, I think practice yesterday, we had a good solid practice. And it wasn't, looking at it, a lot of people can say, oh man, you've got to work on fundamentals. You've got to hit your kids 1,000 ground balls. And, there's a lot of different ways to look at it from an outsider's perspective. But as myself, I know that we can make routine plays, and I know that we can do what it takes to get to that level. We've made routine plays. So it's not like you go back to the drawing board. You just have to try to approach practice with a competitive mindset. You try to put kids in scenarios where there's something on the line. You've got to make them compete at practice and make it as much like a game as you can. And that's kind of what we tried to do yesterday. We had a consequence if we didn't make a routine play. We were doing something for it. We were trying to find a way to put pressure on the kids. Just so that they're fielding the ball in a high-pressure situation and they want the ball in their hands in the big moment. And that's really the key to some of our losses is we've faltered when we need to step up and make a key play. And that was kind of our focus yesterday. We had a good, solid practice. I think the kids were able to let that tough loss go as much as you possibly could have, which you've got to. You don't have any time to feel sorry for yourself. With a tough opponent coming into onto our home turf tonight, so yep. we just got to be better, and we know the areas that we need to be better in, and hopefully tonight we can just come out and compete, and that's going to be our mindset. Play the game to win, don't play the game trying not to lose, and if we can do that, we'll come out and compete and see where we're at at the end of the night.
Yeah, and as you kind of touched on earlier, folks are aware of what Trenton's doing with their offense, and certainly, Trenton's pitcher in Tolson is a tough customer to deal with. But from your vantage point, Coach, I'm sure you're telling the girls the same thing. Be excited about a team Trenton's caliber coming to your place and look at it as an opportunity to get better tonight.
Absolutely. If you're going to go anywhere down the road, you've got to play the best, and that's definitely what we're up against tonight. So, definitely a challenge that we're looking forward to. It's a great way to, you're getting into when you get into these kind of matchups. And I think it also can kind of help free your minds up where, you just go out and you give it everything you can and you don't leave anything behind. And as long as you can do that, no matter the outcome, if you give it everything that you've got on that night, I think you feel okay walking away from the ballgame. As long as you didn't leave anything out there. That's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, and after Trenton tonight, you got Gallatin coming on Tuesday. And Gallatin's kind of in that muddled middle, as I've been calling it, in the Grand River Conference race right now, where sometimes they look like they're pretty good. Sometimes they've struggled a time or two. But for you guys on Tuesday, I think that's a huge ball game at home.
Yeah, especially after dropping the one on the road on Tuesday to South Harrison. It's a huge game for us. We need a lot of help to even finish where we were at last year and finish in third place overall in our big conference. So we're going to have to get help from a lot of different places. We're going to have to take care of business on our own. And definitely a big game. And, we're looking forward to it. We know that they're scrappy. They're going to put the ball in play. They're probably going to put pressure on you defensively with some small ball, and they're pretty quick on the bases. So as long as we can take care of it and put the ball in play and put pressure on them, I think we'll be just fine. But definitely a big game, and we're looking forward to it down the road here.
Well, Lady Cat fans, a couple opportunities to see your softball team play. Trenton tonight, Gallatin on Tuesday night. You got North Harrison coming to Milan a week from tonight, and three tough teams that Milan's going to see in the Nan Carter Tournament in Trenton a week from Saturday. Coach Dodson, as always, thanks for joining us, and good luck against the Bulldogs tonight.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for your coverage. You take care.